The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Our series on all-round prosperity. And we are grateful to God that tonight I'll be speaking on wisdom for all-round prosperity. Wisdom for all-round prosperity. And tonight, God will be giving somebody wisdom, and if that person is you, shout a big amen. If God will be giving you wisdom, say a big amen. Wisdom is essential in this life and in the destiny of a believer. A believer progresses to the level of the wisdom of God available to him or her. Your prosperity, your progress, your advancement is tied to the level of wisdom you possess. All our fathers were prosperous, and one of the major things that made them to be prosperous is that God gave them wisdom. And I want you to realize that all-round prosperity is your portion. And your prosperity is a function of the level of the wisdom of God that you have. God is the richest, is the wealthiest, is the most powerful, and is the wisest. So if you want to actually learn how to prosper, he's the best teacher when it comes to the issue of prosperity. I also want you to know tonight that God wants you to prosper. It is his desire that you do well in life. He wants you to progress. Listen, God is not jealous about your progress. When you become richer, better, things become better, God is not jealous about your success. It's not a problem for God. It's just like if any of you here becomes better, or any of my biological children becomes better, I can never feel bad. I will feel excited. I will feel good. I will feel wonderful. I will feel delighted. This evening, just before service at about past four or something, somebody very close to me came to give me very good news. I was excited. I was happy. Very soon, I'll be happy for you. I said, very soon, I'll be happy for you. Very, very soon, I'll be dancing for joy concerning your matter. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. That is the truth. That is God's desire for you. In John chapter 8 verse 32, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it says, we can do nothing for the truth but the truth. You can't fight the truth. The truth is that God loves you, and his desire is that things get better for you. And it will be better for you in Jesus' name. Tonight, we are going to be looking at the wisdom that produces prosperity. We're looking at those keys briefly tonight before we go into prayer and the communion. And number one key, or number one wisdom for all-round prosperity that we're looking at tonight is being willing and obedient to God. Being willing and being obedient. Willingness, and not only willingness, but going further to obey God always brings you into the land of prosperity. It gives you an instruction. It gives you a direction. It tells you what to do. Then you comply with his instruction. God never gives you instruction, and at the end of the day, you bite your fingers for it. God will never send you to opposite direction of where you are going to be prosperous. Your willingness and your obedience to God is your guarantee that you will prosper in life. Because you know that his direction is the best. His leading is the safest. You can't miss it with God. God can't tell you to do something and say, and I regret that God gave me this decision. In Isaiah 21 verse 19, the Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. No one prospers beyond the level of their obedience. It is where your obedience stops, that is where your prosperity stops. It is where, that's why you should strive to hear from God. That's why one of the things you should always strive to do is to hear what God has said. Because once you have heard God, you can't doubt anything again. My prayer for every one of us tonight is that the spirit of obedience comes into our lives in the name of Jesus. I can't imagine it, how God will tell Adam and Eve, everything in this garden, eat. But there's one tree here, don't eat it. And then one devil from somewhere will just sneak in and then will deceive the wife called Eve and then later deceive the husband. You know the story very well in Genesis chapter 3. Bible says now the serpent was subtle and was more subtle than the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. He is a cunning person, and his cunningness is to try to make us to disobey God. Makes us to feel as if God is a wicked person. You see, for God to be telling you to do this, he doesn't want it to be well with you. That's why he's doing that. And as a result of that, they lost their garden. You will not lose your garden. I say you will not lose your garden. You know the rest of the story, how God came in the cool of the day and asked Abraham, what's happening? He said, we are now naked. I clothed you, I blessed you, how come? He said, it's the wife you gave me. And then, you know the rest of the story, how they were sent out of their garden. You will not be sent out of your garden of prosperity. I say you will not be sent out of your garden of prosperity. Obeying God always translates to prosperity. Always translates to blessing. And one of the commandments of God and one of the instructions of God concerning prosperity is on the issue of tithing. Tithing. Your tithe is your kingdom obligation to keep your heavens open. It is to be brought to the house of God to honor God. It is to be brought to the house of God to honor God. It's not that God is in need of it. He wants to kill selfishness in us. He wants to kill self-centeredness in us. He wants to destroy the spirit of mammon in our spirit. That spirit that just wants to keep. That's the spirit of man. You just, everything you have, you want to pocket it and spend it alone. God said, no. I want to take you to a realm whereby you live in total abundance, whereby you have everything you need and you have more than enough. Bible says in Proverbs 15 verse 32, he that refuseth instruction, Proverbs 15 verse 32, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. May you not despise your own soul in Jesus' name. I say, may you not despise your own soul in Jesus' name. And the blessings are being shown to us in Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 downward. What we stand to gain when we obey these instructions. They bring you all the tithe in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me, now here we see the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven. That's what we are enjoying. They say, we don't even know what we are doing. The windows of heaven is what we are enjoying. That there should not be room enough to receive it. Somebody's here, God will take you to the realm where what you will have, you will not be able to spend it alone. That's what the Bible is saying. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. So God is interested in your buoyancy, but he's waiting for your obedience. He's waiting for your obedience. And all nations shall call you blessed. They will call you blessed beyond Nigeria. They will call you blessed beyond Nigeria. People will seek your help from outside Nigeria. That's what the Bible is trying to say. And my prayer for you tonight is that all these blessings shall be obvious in your life in the name of Jesus. So, the ball is up to you. on this cycle of obedience. I will not want to dwell too much on this because I have several other points also to deal with. Number two, wisdom for all-round prosperity is to avoid a life of waste and extravagance. Avoid a life of waste and extravagance. A life of waste is a sure pathway to poverty. Jesus never wasted resources. Everywhere he went to, if there are extra baskets, we say bring those extra baskets and preserve them. Everywhere he went to, he ensured that there was no wastage. God doesn't like wastage. His prodigal sons that waste things, like we have it in Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, when the prodigal son was just wasting money, just blowing money, throwing parties and doing all sorts of things. Before you know it, the money has flown away. Luke 15, 13 and 14. Every resource that God has given to you, you will not waste it in Jesus' name. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country. He went to a far place where nobody can disturb him. And they are wasted. That's the point there. He wasted the substance with righteous living. He wasted the substance. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. You see, insufficiency, want, famine is not a 2020 phenomenon. That's why I wrote a book called Prosperity in Recession. It's just like saying prosperity in famine. It's not today that there has been a problem. It has been on for long. And most of those that have faced the greatest problem in famine are wasters. You will never be a waster. I say you will never be a waster. Some of the things that we waste things on, I will show us now. 2A, some areas of waste. Being flamboyant, living a flamboyant life of, or just living a flamboyant life. Let me put it like that. 2B, impulsive buying, living a life of impulsive buying or debt. You don't have money to buy a particular ashwebi and then you go into it. You don't have money to buy a particular car, then you buy it and you start paying for it for a donkey years. Instead of you riding the car is now riding you. Another area of flamboyance is flamboyant ceremony. You know, we like ceremony in Nigeria. We just waste money on all kinds of ceremony. Just waste money. And throw money into the bush. Another area of waste is overeating. Some people can eat for Africa. They will eat and eat and eat and eat. Let me tell you, this stomach can take food of 1 million naira in a day if you give it to it. This stomach is as deep as what you cannot even imagine. So you are the one that will manage your resources. You manage your resources. If you overeat, you spend the food. Some people should eat 10 years from now. They have already taken the food now. Somebody who should be taking shawarma maybe 3 years from now. He's already taking shawarma now. So his life will become sha, nothing again. Because he has finished all the future. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2D areas of waste is living a lifestyle that is higher than your income. You know your salary. You know your business turnover. Even if you have a business, you should have a salary. In your business, you should have a salary. Not that you are just putting your money inside the company money. No! You should have a salary. Living a lifestyle that is higher than your income will never make a person to be prosperous. You must know your income and know the spendable income. The ones that should be saved. The ones that should go to other areas. This kind of lifestyle doesn't make one prosperous. And of course, 2E, I'm talking about areas of waste. Just few, because there are so many. Another area of waste is engaging in bad habits like drinking, clubbing, all sorts of vices. You see with believers now, there are some clubs. I heard that to enter per night is 50,000. 50,000 to enter a club. As in, when you enter, are they going to sell the club to you? As in, you now become the owner of the club or what? I don't understand. Just to enter a club is 50,000. When you enter, what's going to happen there? Are they going to spray you money or what? I don't understand. It's a waste. Drinking. Money that somebody who has not put a single block on the ground is drinking several bottles and buying for friends. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Listen, if you are not wise, they will destroy your life for you. And they will abuse you for it. You know, in my place, there's a proverb. They say, it is what the world has turned you into. That is what they will use to abuse you. Do you understand what I'm saying? What the world turned you into, that is the same thing they will use to abuse you. They are the one that ruin you. They will say, you see, useless man. He just wasted all the money he made during his youth. He wasted it all. He just wasted. He used to buy drink for everybody, waste money anywhere, anyhow. Look at him now. That will never be your story. I say that will never be your story. I say that will never be your story. Don't be a waster if you want to be prosperous. Do you know why this church doesn't disturb anybody for money? Do you know why we don't call for or any special offering or giving you any stress? Wastage is not allowed in this church. No. The battle against wastage here is a big battle. Serious battle here against wastage. Because anybody that is into wasting will not even have resources. And if he has the resources, he will waste it and he will be searching for more resources. May the Lord give us understanding. You know, one of the things you should do tonight when you get to go and look at areas to which you are wasting. That's your salary that you alone you are spending, that you have not yet gotten married. That is what somebody is using to feed 3 children and his wife. That's your same salary that you are collecting. You know people in your office that are married and they are collecting the same salary with you. So it shows you that by now, from that same salary, you should be doing something. You should be doing something. That same business that you are doing, the profits coming from it, something should be coming out. Some little investment should be coming forth. You will not be a waster in Jesus' name. I say you will not be a waster in Jesus' name. Grace to access wisdom that will change your life. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 3, I'm talking about wisdom for all-round prosperity, and I said number 1 is what? Be willing and obedient. Number 2, avoid a life of waste and extravagance. Number 3 is build your character. If you want to be prosperous in this kingdom, you must have character. Your character will affect your level of all-round prosperity. If you can be trusted, then people can entrust you. You see, once you cannot be entrusted, people cannot trust you with resources. People will not do business with you if they cannot trust you. People will not recommend you for business elsewhere if they cannot trust you. You cannot be entrusted if you cannot be trusted. Once people cannot trust you, they will not entrust you with anything. I don't know why customers are not coming. I don't know why people are not. The trust is not there. Once the trust is there, they will be referring you everywhere. They will be calling you everywhere. As from today, people will be referring your business everywhere. As from today,
before you finish picking one call, another call has already come up for you to come for a business. Somebody say a big amen. But you must work on your car. The last contract you had, if you mess up with the contract, you won't have referral to the next place. I always wonder why people say they don't have jobs sometimes. Because there was a time in my own life that four different organizations were fighting that I should come and work with them at the same time. I'm talking of multi-billion naira organizations. After we were also privileged to start our own organization, people were still calling us again, say, leave your own organization, still come and work with us. Because of character. Once you have character, getting business will not be a problem. People will be referring you everywhere. They will be calling you for jobs. They will be calling you for contracts. They will be calling you to come and get employed somewhere. Because people of character are not easily forgotten. Now, Joseph was forgotten for 2 years, right? But he was still remembered. Yes or no? One day, the guy just said, oh, I've forgotten, I've remembered my wrong. While I was in prison, that was, you know, remember the story very well, the butler and the baker, when they were in prison, and then he interpreted their dreams. One day, with character, no matter how bad it is, they will still remember you. That's how it is. Don't lose your character permanently because of temporary things. Don't lose your character permanently because of something of now. It might look as if you are losing now because you are not playing the games others are playing. But eventually your character will speak for you. Your character will lead to your prosperity. Somebody gave you a contract of 100,000. You were supposed to cheat, but you didn't cheat. You gave the person back the money. That same person that you didn't cheat, that 100,000, we refer you to somebody else that will give you business of 100 million. That's how it works. But if you are cheated with 100,000, you won't get 100 million. Even in church, there are some people that you can play with them with 10 million. Let me just put it that way. But there are some people in church, you can't play with them with 10 naira. You can't even give them 10 naira to handle for you. So your character must be important. I know in Nigeria, particularly, a lot of people don't believe in such things, but it still works. Because we are meant to come out of them. If we are doing what everybody else is doing, then what is different about us? What's different about us? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, he that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If we are doing exactly what everybody else is doing, what is different about us? May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Job was a man of character in Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. He was rich, yet he had character. He had character. He feared God. He hated evil. He wasn't padding Congo, padding it, underneath. He wasn't doing all those kind of things. He was blessed by God. God made him what he is. What he was at that time. God made him what he was. He was a God-made person, not a self-made person. You will be among the next set of people that God will make in Nigeria. Among the next set of people that God will bless in Nigeria, you will be amongst them. You know, for some days, I've been meditating over some things, and my mind has been going over some things. And today, God just gave me the solution to it. Just today. My mind has been going over some things. And today, because when you are with God, he finds a way to help you and to solve your problems. He just shows you the way. You will never be stranded again in life. I said, you will never be stranded again in life. And this will happen on the platform of character. Don't be dubious in your business. Don't dupe your business partners. Don't dupe your business partners. Don't outsmart. They say, I'm very smart. I'm very, very smart. I outsmarted them. Don't do that. I was traveling some time ago and we were on the queue at the airport abroad. And then, you know how Nigerians are. Because the queue was quite long, some people planned from somewhere, and they jumped to our front. And we say, how did you get? He said, we have been here together since. I said, no, you have not been here. I said, we have been talking. When I'm not a mad person. They said, we have been here together since. We were here together since. Eventually, I left the two of them. So when they eventually were able to check in, they came and I said, you see, we're just smart. You know, Nigerians, we are very smart. I looked at them like this and I shook my head. You will meet your own in front. I can't imagine how somebody will be lying and will face you like this and be lying. That you are... It made me to fear human beings more. Nigerians, we always do these things everywhere. Everybody's going to enter the same plane. We are going to the same place. Why can't you just be patient? It's just a sign of lack of character. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Number four, key to all-round prosperity is giving. Giving. Giving is one of the major secrets to prosperity, to wealth, and to surplus. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 and 25, Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, the Bible says, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his need, he turneth to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So if you are liberal, liberality is associated with prosperity. Liberality is connected with prosperity. The more liberal you are, the more prosperous you become. The seed you give does not leave your hand. Only leaves your hand, does not leave your life. What is giving? Giving is emptying your present to fill up your future. Giving out of your present to fill up. Because whatever you give to anybody will meet with you in the front. Anything you give to anybody is just leaving your hand. It hasn't left your life. And various areas of giving. Number one is giving to the work of God. Mark 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Various areas of giving. Giving to the work of God. Number B, or you can call it 4B. 4A is giving to the work of God. Other areas of giving is giving to the poor. Listen to me. Giving to the poor is one of the most important giving. It's one of the most important. Psalms 41, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 41, verse 1 and 2. Every man or woman that gives to the poor is a blessed person. The Bible says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. When you consider the poor, you have opened the windows of heaven for yourself. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Once you consider the poor, you have entered into a line of blessing. Listen, everybody that lacks around you is an avenue for your prosperity. Anybody around you that lacks or that has a small need that you can feel, because people can have a need around you and you might not have the capacity to feel it. But somebody has a need and you have the capacity to feel it, you are already filling your cloud with blessings, including prosperity, including preservation. If you go to verse 2, that will tell you more about that. Because giving to the poor also brings about your preservation. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. That will be your testimony. When you give, you are blessed upon the earth. And the Bible says, thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. You see, that's one of the reasons why some of us, our enemies, cannot do anything. They're just looking at us like this. Once you are a person that likes meeting the needs of others, you have signed in for prosperity. You have signed in for prosperity. Don't eat alone. Let the blessings on your life enter into the life of others. And I must say this before I go on. You must do it with wisdom. Not that you are subscribing to people that want to exploit you. That's not what I'm saying. Whereby somebody every minute or every day now turns you like an ATM. That's not what I'm saying. Because wisdom is profitable to direct. Because somebody will say now that, have you heard what Pastor said today? Please, I need something. That's not what I'm saying. In fact, you should pray that you get to a level whereby you don't actually, you are not the one that is receiving. You are the one that is giving. That is the level God is taking you now. I say that is the level God is taking you now. Everyone that wants prosperity must be a person, a man or woman that loves being a blessing to the poor, to people around him or her, to neighbors, to friends, to colleagues, to church members, to family members, as God gives you the privilege. As from today, lack will never be seen in your life again. 4C on areas of giving is giving to parents. Giving to your parents. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Giving to your parents. Did I get that right? And walk in love as Christ also had walked. Did I get that right? Ephesians chapter 6. Go to 6. 6 verse 1 and 2. Beg your pardon. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Go on. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. Honor your father, and how do you honor them? You honor them through your giving. You honor them through giving them substance. You provoke the blessing of God upon their life, or upon from their mouths. They might not want to bless you, but by virtue of what you are giving to them, it's amazing that you see people that do all sorts of things and their parents are suffering. Drive the best of cars, live in the best of house, drive first class to travel abroad, and the parent is living in low class. No matter what you have become, you are from somebody. Nobody just dropped from heaven. Am I speaking? Everybody is an offshoot of somebody. No matter what, your parents would have paid a lot of sacrifice on you. As young as my children are, I know the sacrifices that has to be made just for them to be, just for their future. It's the same thing for all parents. Your parents are waiting for you to be a blessing to them, for them to release blessings upon your life. So do all you can to be a blessing to them. This will provoke. You are very lucky if you, both your father and your mother are still alive. You are very, very lucky. It's an opportunity for you to become prosperous. It's an opportunity for you to change levels. Don't wait until you get to 50 years before you start blessing them. It's from now. Meeting their needs, assisting them within your available resources. If you can put them on salary, put them on salary. If you can buy them a car, buy them a car. If you can send them abroad, send them abroad. If you can buy them cow every Christmas, don't waste time. Do it now. Because there will be a day that you will not be able to do it. It will not be there. It will not be there for life. They are an avenue for your prosperous. God placed them there as a channel for your blessing on a permanent basis. And after some time, they also exit. So it's important for you to do that. My prayer is that God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. Listen to me. Don't let anybody deceive you that your mother is a witch. Don't let anybody deceive you that your father is a wizard. It might be tough on you. They might be hard on you. But it's so that you can, something good can come out of your life. But it's unfortunate. You know, the youth of nowadays, they want somebody that will be pampering them always. Even if they do something bad, they will say, don't worry. Go and browse. Go on Instagram. Go and play on Instagram first. They don't want any correction. 4D, areas for giving, is prophet's offering. Or pastor's offering. The pastor, the prophet that God has placed over you, is one of the major channels for your prosperity. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13 tells us that by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. The work of pastors and prophets is to make you to profit. They are channels by God to lift you. They don't need what you have. They don't desire what you have. They don't wish to collect what you have. But God has placed them as fathers to bring you into wealth. And I'm privileged by God to have tapped into this early in my life. I started it very early. And we are grateful to God for it today. And this is on a continuous basis. It's not do today, do tomorrow. And I've never gone to them for anything that please give me something. Your pastor's work is not to start a business for you. Your pastor's work is not to build a house for you. That's not his assignment for you. His assignment for that God sent him to do in your life is to bless you and to make sure that you fulfill your destiny. Their work is, if they do any other thing, it's just extra mile. It's just out of love that they have for you. That's not their work at all. Their work is not to put their hand in their pocket and to be giving you money. That's not their work. But if it is done, it's just out of love that they have for you. They are formidable channels for prosperity of the wise. And a genuine servant of God will never need what you have. Never. They will never crave for what you have. Because the person that called them will always supply their needs. They will never wait for you before they can eat or before they can feed. But as a wise person, as a person that is wise, you are not wise. I know the Bible. I know what the word of God says concerning these people. They, those that feed us in word and doctrine, they say they deserve double honor. The honor you give to others, they say Bible says give them double, twice the honor you give to others. Because of their work and because of their assignment. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Tonight, I see you entering the midst and the club and the midst of those who are prosperous in the name of Jesus. God is going to reclassify your destiny into prosperity in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. So these are some of the channels that you can use to become prosperous. Giving to the work of God. You see a project in the house of God, or you see something wrong, you don't need to wait for it to be done. You go into it, you get it done. That brings you into prosperity. Or maybe there's a special thing that wants to be done. You dive into it, not that they are pursuing you. Hello, 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 hey, are you going to give something? No. You give to the poor. You see somebody that has lack. You dive in. You give to your parents. Send them things. Some people will say, I don't have much. So you don't have recharge card that your parents can use to be calling their business or their other siblings. You don't have recharge card. You are traveling home. You travel home empty-handed. Empty-handed. Just go home without anything for the mommy equilibrium. It's not done for a believer. And then you say, I told you I'm coming now. You have not prepared food for me. After I give you 3 days notice that I'm coming. Where is Fane Yam? Where is Ogufe soup? Your mouth like Ogufe soup. Praise the Lord. And giving to prophets, giving to the pastor, the one that God has placed over you. From time to time, as God helps you, and as God has given you the privilege. Number 5, major wisdom for all-round prosperity is avoid unnecessary borrowing. Avoid unnecessary borrowing. Especially, now let me say this, borrowing especially for non-business activities. Borrowing for pleasure. Somebody just sent you an app. They said they are borrowing money on this place. You borrow 100,000. You go on the internet. They say you can borrow from GT. 150. You borrow 150. is after you have borrowed the money, you say, what did I even use this money for? And interest is already calculating. What kind of useless operation is that? What kind of operation is that? Borrowing itself, you are meant to be lending to nations. But if you are even going to borrow, it should not be for pleasure. It should not be for trivia. It should be for business-related activities that you have calculated with the person you are borrowing from. I'm borrowing this 50,000. I want to use it to bake cake for 1 month, and I'm returning back to you. But people borrow for anything. How can you borrow to buy shoe? Borrow to buy. How do you wear the shoe? You borrow to buy shoe. For what? You borrowed money to buy a handset. Why can't you use 3310 for the meantime? It's better to use 3310 for the meantime than to be borrowing money to buy phone. Who knows you? Who is calling you? If they knew you so much, they should have sent you phone as a gift. Don't give yourself headache over people that don't care much about you. Don't give yourself too much headache. Some people, once they hear, you can pay later. Ah! They wanted to buy 2 items. They say, bring 12. Add 10 more. Add 10 more. Some time ago, I spoke to somebody. You know, abroad, people like borrowing is nothing to them. So I spoke to somebody some time ago, and I said, all this debt you have, you don't need it. The person started, the person's eyes just changed. And the person said, what do you mean? And the person's older than me. Much older than me. The person, what do you mean? That's our style. This, I say, it's not God's style. It's just borrowing is not for business. What's this for? Your child wanted to get married. You went to borrow $20,000. For what? Pay it off. It was very hard that time. The person did not talk to me for a long time. But after some years, the person paid off the debt. And last year, I saw the person again. The person said, I can never forget the advice you gave me. It was very hard. I didn't like you that day. He said, but I can tell you now, I am debt free. I've paid off all my debt. You know, a lot of times, the truth, when you tell people the truth is very bitter sometimes. But it's bitter so that your life can be better. You know, sometimes we eat some bitter leaf. If you read the Bible very well, you see that's part of the things the Bible even tells us to eat. Bitter leaf, all those kind of things they will eat. Because sometimes when you always hear sweet words alone all the time, your life cannot be better. Sometimes you need to hear words that will ginger you, that you feel somehow. Pay off your debt. Pay it off. Because a borrower is servant to the lender. Pay off your debt. If it's a business debt, then run the business on time and then get it done. May the Lord give us understanding. In Romans chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything. Some people are so proud, they say, even Nigeria, what's there? Even Nigeria owes money now. When Buhari came, the debt of Nigeria was 2 trillion. Now it is 300 trillion. So what's the big deal there? Are you Buhari? Are you Nigeria? You have your own life to live. You have your own life to live. If you want to be prosperous, then avoid unnecessary borrowing. Learn to lend out instead of borrowing. Learn to plan within your available resources instead of borrowing for pleasure. Borrowing for pleasure. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Somebody being blessed already tonight, shout a big hallelujah. I have a few points to go. Do I go on or do I stop here? I should go on. Okay, number 6 is learn to start small if you want to be prosperous. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10a. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10a. Don't despise your days of this. Say, who are despised the days of small beginnings? Who are despised the days of small beginnings? If you are a career person, or let me put it like this. You can start from a career. You can start small from anywhere. I started from a pure water company. My first job was working in a pure water company as a graduate. I will buy water, I'll go to the tank, wash the tank, come down from the tank, do this, do that, clean the factory of the mummy that I was working with. I've told you the story many times. That was my first job. She was an old woman. She didn't have somebody to manage the business very well, and I didn't know about it, but I learned it. I entered the business, started helping her, assisting her. It was from there I got another better job. On the day I was leaving, he said, "Come here." And told me to kneel down. And said, "Uomoi, Boshin Loi, as you are going, God will bless you. Anybody that wants to do evil to you, the person will." And I think she was like 70. We did her 70th birthday then. She's an old, quite old, elderly woman. Born again believer. Prayed for me from the bottom of her in Yoruba. I was just saying, "Amen. Amen. Amen." Ah, I said, "Kai, God, this is what I'm looking for. Amen. Amen." She didn't give me money, oh. But that one that she gave me, She's late today. She just too long after I left, she went to be with the Lord. But the blessings are still speaking. Learn to start small. Don't say, I can't work in that kind of supermarket. I can't work. You are even working in supermarkets. You are not working in a canopy market. You know, there's some one that's like a canopy. You just put canopy there. Your own is supermarket. Like, I cannot work in supermarkets. I cannot work in a... Don't despise small beginning. Though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Don't worry yourself about that small beginning. If you are also meant to start a business, start a business. Start it small. If you are in a career, start from the level they put you. Don't say this level, this level, this level. Anybody that wants, Job chapter 8 verse 7, though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. So don't bother about where you are starting from. What matters is the end. What matters is the end. Don't bother yourself that it's just a small business. Recently, I heard the story that many of our people here have some little businesses that started during the coronavirus period. And I was happy because that was one of my major prayer points. Father, don't let these people be stranded. Give them ideas. Give them wisdom on businesses they can start. Don't let them go hungry. Give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Give them direction. Show them what to do. Teach them what to do. Lead them in the path to follow. Psalms chapter 32 verse 8. I will lead you and instruct you in the path to follow. I will guide you with my own eyes. And I was excited. This Sunday, I said I'm going to meet with all people who are into businesses and careers. You can launch out. It doesn't matter if it's small. Launch out. Push forward. If you are working in a place, give your best there. Do your best there. And then before you know it, you just become, God will just begin to bless you. There is always a sowing before a reaping. Before you can see somebody being blessed, hey, a lot of things have gone underneath. There is always a story before a glory. So get yourself in tune. And then before you know it, you will see yourself rising and rising and rising and rising. The place they met you 2 years ago is not where anybody will meet you now. Because God is going to change your status in Jesus' name. God will lift you up supernaturally. Financially, He will lift you up. In every sector of your life, He will lift you up. And nobody will see you as a frustrated person. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a louder amen. Let me hear you say a louder amen. Let me hear you say a louder amen. Have I ever told you that this church started in our sitting room? Yeah. Impact House started in our sitting room. My wife and I, with two kids and just about two or three people. But on the particular first day, I think about two people. From the sitting room, from the parlor. It was like that for some time, praying for some time before he eventually got a place outside. So it might look so small today, but tomorrow, uncle, you will not be a failure. I say you will not be a failure. I say you will not be a failure. That small business in your hand shall become very massive very soon. That career that you are in will become very massive very soon. Say a big amen. Somebody came to see me today, somebody that I used to know very well in the past, was telling me about another friend's story who was just a middle person in an organization before. He said the person has become an executive director now. I said, within how many years? How did they get there? That's what God does. Your progress shall be sporadic. Your amen is not born again. I say your progress shall be sporadic. Your progress will be very, very fast. Your progress will be very, very fast. God will make you a wonder to your world. God will make you a wonder to your family. God will make you a wonder to your community. God will make you a wonder to your spouse. God will make you a wonder to your children. That business in your hands will suddenly prosper. That career in your hands will prosper. That work in your hand will prosper. You will never go bankrupt in life. Listen, as God liveth, you will not borrow from your enemies. I say, as God liveth, you will not borrow from your enemies. Anything this your two hand touches, they will prosper in the name of Jesus. I say they will prosper in the name of Jesus. They will prosper in the name of Jesus. If you are into career, your career will go forward. If you are into civil service, your promotion will be rapid. If you are in a business, your business will generate profit. Your business will expand. Your business will go global. It will go beyond your streets. It will go beyond your local government. It will go beyond your state. It will go beyond your country. God is taking you from local to global. God is taking you from Nigeria to all over the world. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. You will reach the top in your career. You will get to the top of your career. You will get to the top of your career. Anybody sitting presently on your seat, that is, you should be on a higher level. Somebody sitting there, God will take them out of there. I say, God will take them out of there. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that will see you will call you blessed. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands to heaven.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.